Good evening, everyone. Turn in your Christian hymnal to 371. Song number 371 in the Christian hymnal. And for your second song, 405. Song number 405 in the Christian hymnal. In the Christian hymnal, ladies and gentlemen. My bad. Sorry.
Thank you.
And for your last song, 195. Song number 195 in the Christian hymnal.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be here so far. Some really good songs. So, I was trying to think of what I should share here that would have to do with what we're doing tonight, singing. A little last minute. But I was kind of inspired a little bit. I had a thought. Kind of what came to mind is actually down at the museum in Branson, there's one spot where we have a little audio presentation thing, and part of it is just somebody reading a bunch of verses that have to do with the stars and stuff. And it's all just kind of together without the references. And it's just a really interesting kind of look at it. And I thought maybe it'd be interesting, so I went on kind of a Bible search program and found a whole bunch of verses that have the word sing in them, or singing. I thought it'd be interesting just to kind of read through some of those. So I did the natural thing and picked the book of Psalms. Ended up with 47 verses. I also did not time out how long it takes to read this, so yeah. we'll see how that goes. Also, with the, just kind of reading them through like that, they're not in their full context. And so I tried to, wherever there was a verse that would just sound like it just came from the last verse that was in a different chapter, I just added the verse before it to give a little context and stuff to try to not make up passages, I guess, in that way. So, yeah, go through some in Psalms and then go on from there. So, yeah, I'll just read through this, starting with Psalm 7:17. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. And I should have mentioned when I said the reference to the first one that I was only going to be there for a few seconds, so sorry to anybody that was trying to follow along. A different chapter now. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Praise the Lord with harps. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of ten strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. The pastures are closed with flocks, the valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout out for joy, they also sing. Sing forth the honor of his names, make his praise glorious. All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing unto thee, they shall sing to thy name. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Sing unto the God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Yah, and rejoice before him. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. But I will declare forever, I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. Sing aloud unto God our strength, make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of ten strings will I sing praises unto thee. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. So that covers the book of Psalms. It's a good idea that I didn't try the whole Bible on that one. But I think it's interesting what we see in that, well, actually, maybe I'll go on. There's a few verses that I pulled from the New Testament that include that word, kind of cover singing. So first one from 1 Corinthians, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Then in Ephesians, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Then James, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. And then Revelation, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. So I thought it was interesting, some things that I noticed in just this big chunk of scripture about singing, that there were a lot of them that were saying to sing to God, which is kind of interesting. Kind of made me wonder about how many times when I'm singing, that's what I'm consciously doing. Then also it has quite a few places, especially in Psalms in there, about singing to others about what God's done. You know, singing to the Gentiles, singing to the nations, things like that. And so then we also have in that verse in Ephesians, kind of a little bit of a speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, almost like singing kind of for ourselves to remind ourselves of things. And so I thought it was just an interesting thing because here we have singing, you know, to God, worshiping him, praising him and stuff like that, but also using singing as a way to tell others about how great he is and what he's done. And then, of course, yeah, for our own benefit, too. So that was just kind of interesting. Also, praising him and thanking him were big themes in there. So hopefully that was interesting, at least, I guess, looking through all that. And, yeah, with all this reading about singing and stuff, I guess... Now we can do it, I guess.
That's all. All right. Thank you, Denton. In the Psalms, some of the things that jumped out at me that he's singing about was God's wondrous works. He said, God dealt bountifully with me, turned my mourning into singing, mercy, deliverance. He is good. God is our strength and salvation. So we do have, I don't think we... Well, I know we don't fully comprehend what all that entails. I'll take one selection from you, and anytime I'm up here, pretty much I'll take a selection. So if you have one, say it quickly. If not, we'll go from there. Any selections? Okay. I'm not the most familiar to me, so does anybody know a pitch? Start unto thee, O Lord.
Right. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul.
Next.
Nailed and that way.
Nailed and that way.
announce it. We'll have the children come forward and stand up here, and Ms. Marty will lead them. And then right after that, we have a cell group that got together and agreed to sing, so they can come up right after that. So children can come forward.
I'd like to just say a few things while our group is assembling here. We've had a wonderful time together as a cell group, and last Sunday evening I suggested if they're willing, why don't we sing a few songs at the hymn sing tonight? So, we had a good support, but unfortunately others already had some plans. Our group is not complete. Especially the Jerry Good family is not here with us, and Rachel Cole is missing, and maybe one or two others. So Caleb and Chris were also helping then. But so we're here tonight with the ones that are here. And even though I'm too old to be having too big of aspirations. When I saw this group of people about a year ago already, why, the thought of, yes, I could do some singing. And it reminded me of one of the first falls when I was just 18, we had an invitation in Arkansas for our church to come down and give a program. So pretty much the whole church went, and it wasn't a lot bigger than this group, at least if everybody was here, maybe a little bigger. One of the things I remember, we traveled down Highway 5 until it turned into dirt road. And then we had about 40 miles to go, the way I remember. I think there was a bunch of road construction. One of the hills was so muddy that it seemed, I think one or two may have had to try more than once to get up. But we finally got there. This was not at Happy Hollow, but it was more over this way, closer to where Calvary Bible School would be. I'm not sure what the group's name there was anymore. But I think we have a tremendous potential, and I've noticed that in our group here this evening. We really have some young singers. If they don't freeze up, why, I hope you'll be able to hear them. So we'd like to share just three songs that mean at least something to me. I'm curious how many of this younger generation here in the front know that song, Life is Like a Mountain Railroad. I want to see your hands. A few? Okay. It may seem like a elementary song, but I appreciate the song for different reasons. I think it's one that is good for all of our youngsters to learn. And you know, we have a real live railroad right close to us here, and I've had some encounter with that not so long ago. And I will say this, they were very nice to me about the whole thing. As far as I know, they haven't charged me anything and all that. So we're on good terms at this point. But my father was someone who loved the railroad. Now, he was born in 1900, and in his youth, a railroad engineer was a little bit on the level of an airplane jet pilot today. It was something that had a certain amount of pizzazz and honor to it. So one of the reasons he bought that place out on Route 60 is because there was a railroad there he could see. And for whatever reason, this railroad did not die out like a lot of railroads did, and today there are still many, many trains. Just today we waited on a train up here, and I think, I didn't count the cars, but I would guess it was a mile and a half long because they were going before we got there, and we kept watching for a while before we saw the end come around the corner up here. But this song, of course, draws a lot of lessons. How life is like a railroad. Keep your hand upon, keep your eye, let's see, keep your hand upon your on the throttle and your eye upon the rail. So we'd like to sing that song. We've got two others yet beside that. So we hope you can be blessed and appreciate these with us. I wish this mic wasn't here. Can you turn this one down a little bit, maybe? Whoever's running that? What can we do here? Can you push it back behind us? There we go. We've got a wide variety of talents in this group. You see here, we're glad for that.
Life is like a mountain railroad.
second song speaks of the bounty which we operated from. It's a song that probably many of you might remember singing in the past. Bring your vessels and let the Lord fill them. Bring your vessels, not at you.
Are you looking for the fullness of the blessing of the Lord in your heart and mind today? Claim the promise of your Father, come according to His word in the blessed old time way. He will fill your heart to overflow as the Lord commanded you. Bring your vessels out of fear. He will fill your heart to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and mount. Bring your empty earthen vessels, cling to Jesus' precious blood.
Song we'd like to sing is entitled Evening Skies, and I don't know how many of you have noticed it. I've said something about it to some of you, but there's a morning star that's showing up these days, and I'm not sure, it doesn't come all year round, but right now it's here. If you want to find it, I've been trying to determine what time of the night this morning star starts, so I looked during the night, couldn't find it. This morning I was kind of sad, thinking, well, maybe it's not going to be around about that time. It was around 6 o'clock or so. I looked out through the window, and there it was. Evidently, it doesn't show up till morning. I don't know if it's the official morning star, but it's right over here in the east. Tomorrow morning, if you have an opportunity, get out somewhere and take a look at it. This morning, the sun was already almost shining, and that star was there by itself. Now, there were some other stars up above, but most of the others out there have faded away. You know, I like to think of Jesus being that bright morning star. Evening sky, sunrise, lakes and rushing water. Make all things unlovely from my soul depart. Purple mountains rising high, trees against the sky. Life is beautiful because God speaks within my heart.
Water, make all things unlovely from
Is about up in here somewhere.
Thank you for that. Turn in your Christian hymnal to 374. After this song, Hugh's group can go ahead and come on up. Song number 374 in the Christian hymnal.
Thank you.
songs. God is so good. I'm in my fingers. Beautiful shepherd of the Lord.
As I look back through all of my days.
Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And I have to say that there's been many a time when I've had hymn singing before where we've worked all weekend long to get stuff around and still end up with impromptus. And there's probably not too many people that care less for impromptus than me. But this, I'd have to say that this hymn singing was probably the easiest I've ever done with lots of volunteers, and I think Benji probably gets a lot of that credit. And so thank you very much to everyone that agreed to take part, and it is appreciated, and I'm glad you're willing. Are there any selections?
The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light. Anybody know a pitch?
No.
All right.
G-flat.
And then right after that, I guess Miss Allison has a group.
And it starts out, Lord is my light, my buddy. Is that right?
The Lord is my light. Lord,
Thank you for that. Turn to 508 in the Christian hymnal. After this, Kevin will be leading the choir in a few songs. And after we're done with that, we will turn the rest of the time over to the ministers. 508 in the Christian hymnal. Come on up.
I think it's on. All right, good evening, everyone. It's good to be here. I really, really enjoyed the evening tonight, sitting back there listening. Just felt doubly blessed, I guess, hearing all the different age groups involved up here and the songs that were sung. So the cell group that was singing, thank you all very much. It brought tears to my eyes. I think part of it was seeing James up here leading again. It brought back a lot of memories. And I really, really enjoyed that. It's always good to see him in front of a group leading. So thank you, James, for that. So we have three songs tonight. Somebody requested that we sing some old-time favorites. So.
forever, ever, 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 ever,